Welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hi, and now in this Good News Ministries course on how to hear the Holy Spirit, I'm going to talk about what to do when things go wrong. Logic often tells us that what we're hearing is not the Holy Spirit, but our own imaginations, and it can't be right. For example, let's say you're driving to the doctor's office and you get to an intersection and you forget whether you were supposed to turn left or right. Now, on the right, you see that there's a bunch of doctor's offices over there. On the left, you don't see any. Your spirit inside is hearing from the Holy Spirit, turn left. But you think, no, that's got to be my imagination, because over there are the doctor's offices. And so you follow your instinct. You follow the logic. And you go over there and you discover, no, this is not my doctor's office. So you get humbly back into the car, out into the street. You go down and you go to the other direction. And lo and behold, down the road a little ways is your doctor's office. And suddenly you realize that that voice that had said to turn left when you thought to turn right was the Holy Spirit guiding you. When that happens, this becomes a very strong, powerful, growing, learning time when our spirits become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. At this moment in time, we should say, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you. I'm trying my best, and He knows you are. Help me to be more sensitive to what your voice is saying next time. Help me to, in that moment that you were speaking to me and I wasn't believing it was you, help me to not do that again. Help me to become more sensitive. Use the mistakes to say, help me to become more sensitive to your voice, to your guidance. And it will happen little by little. Every mistake then becomes a growth opportunity. The Holy Spirit will work in you to help you become better at it next time. This is something I have done throughout the years. And I can look back and say, gradually, over time, I've become better and better at recognizing that the Holy Spirit is talking to me, even when logic is saying, don't do it, it doesn't make sense. Logic interferes. Sometimes we think it's our imagination that is telling us to do something. God does work through our imagination. Logic, on the other hand, is very often something that God, He might work through it, but He likes to not work through logic because He likes to show that following Him is an adventure. Following Him is a time of learning to walk on water, where logic says we can't do it, we can't go there, we can't follow Christ as the Spirit is leading us to. Because when we're doing something logical, it's easy. When we're doing something illogical, it requires faith and trust. And the Holy Spirit is always giving us spiritual exercises to help us grow in faith. So therefore, every time logic sends us in the opposite direction of where the Holy Spirit was trying to send us, and evidence bears it out, ask the Holy Spirit for forgiveness again. Ask the Holy Spirit again to help you become more sensitive, and you will become more sensitive. Be patient with yourself. It takes time. It takes daily practice. The Holy Spirit is your helper, and He will help you become more sensitive to His help. Trust Him. And God bless you on the great adventure of living life in the Holy Spirit.